Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi Mary. Everything's going great, thanks for asking. But, I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. How can I help you today?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. Nice to hear from you. I don't have personal experience, but I do know Dasha.ai is pretty well known for creating supernatural voice AI conversations. Vector Solutions sounds familiar as a client, but I can't say for sure. What kind of solutions do you offer with Dasha?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm all ears. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? Well, many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and having engaging conversations that actually convert. How does your AI handle those tricky parts? Does it really sound human enough to build trust?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and building trust has been a challenge for you.
Great question. Well, reaching the right prospects can be tricky because sometimes the data isn't up to date or accurate, so calls end up going to the wrong people. And building trust? That's all about sounding natural and understanding the person on the other end. No one likes a robotic script, right? How does your AI adapt to different conversation styles to keep things genuine?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that forward-thinking question. If I imagine 12 months from now using your service, it would mean my lead generation is running smoothly on autopilot with AI that sounds so natural people actually enjoy the calls. Revenue would be up because we're connecting with the right prospects at the right time, and the whole process feels effortless. Plus, I'd have more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads. How close is that to what you usually deliver?
What do you mean by having more time to focus on strategy instead of chasing leads? Why is that important to you?
Great follow-up. What I mean is, when AI handles the repetitive, time-consuming task of reaching out and qualifying leads, it frees up your team to think bigger, like planning growth, improving products, or building relationships. It's important because strategy drives long-term success, and no one wants to get stuck in the weeds of endless cold calls. Does your AI offer that kind of time-saving benefit?
Tell me more about how freeing up your team to focus on strategy could impact your business.
Sure thing. When your team isn't bogged down by repetitive tasks like cold calling, they can channel their energy into creative problem solving, improving customer experience, and exploring new markets. That kind of focus can lead to smarter decisions, faster growth, and a stronger competitive edge. Plus, happier teams tend to perform better, so it's a win-win. Does your AI support that kind of shift in focus?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Right now, a big challenge is scaling outreach without losing that personal touch. Too many calls can feel robotic or scripted, which turns people off. Also, managing time efficiently is tough when teams juggle so many tasks. How does your AI tackle those issues to keep conversations natural and effective?
What are all the ways scaling outreach without losing that personal touch and managing time efficiently are affecting the business right now?
A good one. Scaling outreach without sounding robotic means missed opportunities. People hang up or ignore calls, so leads slip through the cracks. Managing time inefficiently means your team gets overwhelmed, productivity drops, and important tasks get delayed. Together, these slow down growth and can hurt revenue. Does your AI help fix both these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed opportunities and overwhelmed teams have impacted your growth and revenue?
Absolutely. Missed opportunities mean fewer qualified leads entering the pipeline, which directly shrinks potential sales. Overwhelmed teams can lead to burnout, mistakes, and slower follow-ups, all of which hurt closing deals. Together, it creates a bottleneck that stalls growth and leaves revenue goals out of reach. How does your AI help break that cycle?
Wow. It sounds like missed leads and team overload are really holding you back, and I think we can really help you with this. So I'm going to schedule a demo call with someone on our team to take care of you. Now, so I can get this set up, what time zone are you in?
Oh, I appreciate the offer. But, I'm actually here to explore your AI capabilities and help you see how Dasha can shine in conversations like this. I don't schedule demos myself, but if you want, I can share the best way to get in touch with the Dasha team for that. By the way, have you signed up on the Dasha platform yet? It's a great way to start experimenting hands-on.